Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth aliyah of Parshat Re'eh, we have 18 psukim. In this aliyah, Moshe commands B'nai Yisrael to keep the Shemitah year. Loans are forgiven this year. Land is not worked, etc. The aliyah then continues yesterday's aliyah and discusses the mitzvah to give tzedakah with a full and open and generous heart, to lend people money if necessary, even if the Shemitah year is coming close. And lastly, this aliyah tells us that an Eved Ivri is freed after 6 years of service, and he must be given generous gifts when he leaves. Now, as just mentioned, in our aliyah, the Torah discusses the mitzvah to give tzedakah generously, and then the Torah warns us not to be stingy, not to withhold our money from poor people. The Torah says, Perek Tet Vav Pasuk Tet, Ki shamer lecha pen yihyeh davar im levavcha v'liya'a lemor, karva shnat ha-sheva shnat ha-shmita, v'ra'a eincha be'achicha ha-evyon, v'lo titein lo, v'kara alecha el Hashem, v'haya v'cha chet. Be very careful, says Hashem, that you don't have an evil idea and that you say to yourself that the seventh year is approaching and it'll be the Shemitah year, and you may then look unkindly at your poor brother and not give him anything. If he, says the Torah, if he then complains to Hashem about you, you, God forbid, will have a sin. This pasuk is certainly ominous. We must be doubly and triply and quadruply careful to give tzedakah generously. However, the pasuk seems to be worded strangely. The Torah says that we must be very careful that we don't have an evil idea. And what is that evil idea? The Torah seems to say the same thing twice. First, the Torah describes not giving a poor person tzedakah as v'ra'ah eincha be'achicha, looking unkindly to that person. But the Torah also says that that behavior is described as v'lo titein lo, not give him anything. Why does the Torah need to say both things? Why do we need both v'ra'ah eincha be'achicha, looking unkindly at your brother, doing evil to your brother, and also v'lo titein lo, and not giving him? Why do we need both? The Dubna Magid, Rav Yaakov Kranz, who died in 1804, asks this question in his Sefer Ohel Yaakov on this pasuk, and he says the following most beautiful idea. The Dubna Magid says that the Torah is talking about two different kinds of people who do not give tzedakah, two different kinds of people who are not generous with their money when someone asks them for help. One kind of person simply does not give. This person loves money so much that he or she is unwilling to part with their money. They don't care what the poor person says or thinks about them. They don't care what other people say or think about them. They simply do not give. And that's the second phrase in the pasuk, v'lo titein lo. They don't give. It's bad behavior, but it's also short-sighted. This person views physical money and physical things as being more important than helping a Jew in need, as more important than mitzvos that we accumulate by using our God-given gifts properly. This person thinks, consciously or subconsciously, that they can hold on to their money for eternity. That is all the first kind of miserliness referred to in the pasuk as v'lo titein lo. However, says the Dubna Magid, there is another kind of person who does not give, and this kind of person acts worse than the first person, if you can believe that. This second kind of person, says the Dubna Magid, doesn't want to give money either. This person doesn't want to share their money either. This person also overvalues their money. This person also thinks that they can hold on to their money forever. However, says the Dubna Magid, mipnei habusha hu notein amatla umegana eta ani lemor ki ein ze ani hagun. Says the Magid, this person also doesn't give like the first kind of person, but the person is too embarrassed to say, I love money, I'm not sharing my money with you. Rather, this person speaks badly about the poor person, tells everyone how much of a cheater they are, a charlatan. They're lazy. They don't need my money. I'd like to give. I'm generous. But he is a fraud. I would never give to him. And this is the other phrase that the pasuk employs. Vira'ah eincha be'achicha. Speaking badly about poor people causes them not only to lose your money, but other people also will refrain from giving them as well. And that's really, really malicious. It's evil. Vira'ah eincha be'achicha. Yes, there are indeed fraudulent poor people in the world, but that doesn't mean that I have the right to talk badly in public about every poor person, and especially people that I don't know anything about, nothing specifically about them, no personal experiences with them. Speaking badly about every poor person reflects more on you negatively than on the poor person. And these are the two kinds of miserliness that the pasuk is talking about. May we be zocha to have money to give, but also to have the appropriate perspective on our physical belongings. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.